Greetings. You're now listening to the most handsome and intellectually superior specimens on Earth. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Starts now.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is where you are. We hope that you're doing well. Pleased to be able to bring you another episode of I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It. My name is Fresh, and we're thankful that you decided to join us today. Before we get into this week's episode, I'd like to remind you that if you like what you hear, to please, please, please go to Apple Podcast and rate our podcast and leave us a comment or two. And now without further delay, we're going to get this thing rolling. I'd like to introduce my partner, who is a connoisseur of all things cultural. He's my partner, Podcast Crime. Reg, what is up? Hand sanitizer pimping. What's up with you?
Fresh, I hadn't seen you since the last time I saw you, brother. You staying clean over there?
Yeah, man, we trying to do it, man. Reg is joining us from the mothership on another planet. He said, fuck the world, we got to bounce. So we hopped in the spaceship coop and had to beam on up.
I ain't trying to get contaminated, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? That's how it is, bro. That's how it is.
So they say.
Yeah, this shit is crazy, man. What we going to talk about today, man?
Just that, man. This pandemic of the COVID-19 coronavirus. And I thought it's only fitting that we, put some in the air for that. No pun intended, but, I don't think I haven't seen anything like it from the standpoint of it being a pandemic. You dig? So where it's shutting down everything, and we're at the standpoint now where people are talking about different things like, hey, is the next step martial law? Is it, we're going to be quarantined? And you think about movies, right? You go back, you think about Outbreak. I think of some other movies that have been out over the last one or two decades. Mm-hmm.
This is how all the shit starts, bro.
Yeah, yeah. And, art imitates life, and how folks was, kept at home and that type of thing. And
right.
We just don't know really about this virus, like really how widespread it can get, And it's just, it's just one of those fear things, right? And so we have to sit back. In my opinion, you always know how I'm going to think. Step back and just say, okay, what is really going on, and what should I do? How do you react? In a lot of cases, people don't know how to react. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? I don't necessarily know how to react either.
Yeah.
However, I do know that buying up all the goddamn toilet paper is not a logical reaction.
Dude,
that shit makes no fucking sense to me.
I can't find a roll, bro.
Hey.
I've been to like four places.
You better hold that shit in, nigga. Better hold it in.
Got some paper towels, you know what I'm saying? I can improvise a bunch of Kleenex.
But, hey, order you one of those handheld bidets off of Amazon, man. You get one of those, man. You can rinse your ass off real good.
Handheld bidet. That's,
man, I'm telling you,
wild.
That shit might come in handy, man.
Yeah. That's crazy, man.
It is crazy.
I tell you one thing that I don't like is just how it impacts the stock market. I don't know about your 401k.
Bruh, dude, I got real dizzy. And I was on my phone. I looked at it and I was like, the room started spinning. It's like, fuck. I just logged out the app real quick. I was like, nah.
I know. I'm thinking about like canceling future trips and shit. I mean, I'm just looking like, this shit is crazy. But you think about, how it's impacted sports, right? I mean, we talking about March Madness, and I was somewhat surprised that the NCAA decided to sort of to stop it, to cancel it. They didn't even postpone it. They said, look, we just cancel it. Because for a split second, when they said that, okay, we're going to continue the tournaments, but just play with no audience, I was like, are you really going to try to put the kids, here they go, you know, messing with the kids like that, these student athletes. And I thought they were really going to be that greedy, because you're talking like almost $1 billion annually they get from TV and marketing rights. So at least that's what they got. They got like almost $900 million last year off of that, and then over $8.5 billion in the gaming community. So it's a lot of money at stake. And I, you know, everybody shut it down, you know, Masters, and it's, I don't think I've seen anything to that magnitude, you know what I'm saying? To where sports, they hit sports like that.
Yeah. You know, it's, you know, NCAA, everybody knows, I mean, everybody knows that the NCAA ain't shit.
Correct.
You know, everybody knows that they ain't shit. But I don't think that people understand the depths of their ain't shitness. You know, the fact that you would even consider, you know, putting all these, you know, student athletes, I use that term loosely, you know, in a position where, you know, it's just really unhealthy at this particular point. And it's not because of what we know about what's going on with the virus. It's about what you don't know.
Right.
What's going on with the virus. That's the reason why all this shit should be getting canceled, because you just don't know. And
right, I mean.
But I learned something today that was pretty interesting. I don't know if this money is going to be of the magnitude of what they would normally get, but the NCAA has an insurance policy regarding stoppages and, you know, the prevention of them actually conducting this particular type of business.
Okay.
The NBA does as well, and probably some of the other major sports leagues do as well. I learned that this morning from an attorney that was on ESPN this morning, because I mean, obviously they ain't talking about sports because anybody playing shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, they had to fill in a lot of time, and this young lady was talking about how, you know, they have stoppage policies. So there's some insurance companies that are probably going belly up at this particular point.
Yeah.
Because they got to pay out. And, but the NCAA was willing, you know, I think they caved under pressure, because the first thing that they said was, hey, we're still going to play without fans. Then all of a sudden it's like, no, we ain't doing nothing. Everything's done. I mean, you know, college campuses are kicking the students off campus. You know, they're saying, hey, look, you need to get your shit. You need to go. Semester over. Yeah. Some of them are going online. Some of them
online,
are.
A lot of them are. Yeah.
Some of them going online. Some of them are saying, fuck it, it's over. You know, we'll see you in the fall or whatever, or the summer, whatever the case, whatever the next session
spring
is.
Break.
Right. So, you know, it's one of the things where, you know, people are trying to be super duper cautious. And to a degree, I appreciate it. I just really want motherfuckers to stop hoarding all the toilet paper. Because number one, it makes you look stupid. You know, if you let's just say, man, you know, everybody thinks that the incubation period is in between 2 and 14 days. If you shit so much in 14 days that you need 144 rolls of toilet paper, you got bigger problems than the motherfucking coronavirus, bro.
Yeah, that's
you know what I'm saying.
That's some different type of shit, dude.
Right. That's something different. So it all that really doesn't make it. I need people to act a little bit more sensibly, but it really shines a light on the amount of fucking ignorance that we have in this country, man. Dude, yeah. I mean, we are not a smart country, man. We're not smart. There is not a lot of common sense. People are getting into fights over toilet paper, dude. What if it was a real crisis?
Right.
When I say real crisis, not that this isn't a real crisis as in existence. What I'm saying is something that was, you know, catastrophic, you know, massive, right, massive storms, earthquakes, whatever, things that we've already been through. You know, that if this was something that was, and the difference is, you know, with those particular types of events, normally those events are regionally based. I mean, you normally hear about hurricanes and tornadoes.
Like Katrina and stuff,
you know, you don't hear about those things in the in the Gulf or up the Atlantic coast, tornadoes are their worst normally in Tornado Alley, Texas, Oklahoma, so on and so forth. Nashville notwithstanding. You look at blizzards being in the, in the Midwest and to the Northeast, and earthquakes being in the Southwest. You see what I'm saying? I mean, these things are normally regionally based. But if we were ever faced with an issue that was that catastrophic, that affected the whole country, we are up shit creek, dude, because there is seriously a lack of intelligent life.
Yeah.
And this shit didn't make me do nothing but go buy more bullets, man. Couldn't buy toilet paper, so I bought bullets.
Yeah.
Because these motherfuckers are crazy, bro. They're crazy.
Yeah, and it's just it's a sign, and you already said it, it's a sign of people that don't know what to do when the shit hits the fan. And where are your priorities? I mean, what we really need to be doing is, it's the whole mantra of stay ready so you don't have to get ready, right? It's things that we should have in our homes. I'll raise my hand first. There's some things I had to go get from the store. I didn't get no toilet paper, but, canned goods, things that you can survive off of should things happen. Weapons. I mean, just whatever it is that where you can protect and provide for your family. Your loved ones. So this is stuff we should, especially being black in this country, man, we definitely need to be mindful in this events like this, where it should say, okay, when we come out of this.
Let me tell you, bro. We are my bad. Go ahead and finish what you were saying.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, man, this reminds me again that just like you said, when we come out of this, we need to have an elevated state of readiness, because, this particular point, I mean, we're too busy thumping on the Bible and trying to relate everything that happens in your daily to, to some scripture that may or may not exist, may or may not be valid. I mean, we're too busy doing that shit, too busy out here buying dumb shit that we don't necessarily need, too busy trying to be iced out and trying to floss everywhere. And it's instead of actually, building, having a survivalist kind of mentality.
Right.
Because quite frankly, motherfuckers think shit is sweet, and it's not. This will actually let you know that you have to have a certain level of combativeness and a certain type of mentality in order to survive. And a lot of these motherfuckers are soft, man. They ain't really been through shit because they live in a microwave social media society.
Right.
And when shit really hits the fan, they don't know what the fuck to do.
Yep.
Because they're weak. And, this right here should have people, really, again, elevating their state of readiness to do whatever. Because I tell you who is ready.
Who's that?
All these white people, bro. The white people in power. They're ready.
Oh yeah,
they're ready. They stay ready, man.
Yeah,
they stay ready.
Yeah, I mean, emphasis on power too. Saying?
Right.
But a lot of them can afford to do things and make moves because they got the money to. Let me ask you about Trump. Do you think that this whole pandemic situation will help or hurt his political? His political situation or position as we approach the election this year?
Well, I don't think it's really going to affect it because he has such a cult following, and mm-hmm. the level of ignorance is so exponential that I don't think that they have the ability to actually reason to say, mm-hmm. hey, he's not doing a good job or he is doing a good job. I don't think that they have the ability to reason. We just have to hope that whatever small percentage of those ignorant motherfuckers that follow him, we have to hope that small percentage says, you know what? This guy's really an asshat. He's not really good at what he does. He's not really fit to be president for four more years. You know, that's what the hope is, you know. But quite frankly, man, just switching to voting real quick. Mm-hmm. People just don't understand, man. If everybody who's a registered Democrat comes out to vote, the Republican Party doesn't exist anymore. Because we outnumber them that much, even in states that he won. You see what I'm saying? All we have to do is come out and vote. But again, collectivism is not one of our strong suits either.
True that. So, true.
But I don't think that it's going to affect him one way or the other. I mean, this is the dude that has been accused of rape, talking about grabbing women by the pussy, paying off porn stars, espionage. You know, I mean, this motherfucker's Teflon, dude. And you know, he has the right people enabling him. He has the law on his side. They will not get rid of him. So I don't think that anything that he does at this particular point is going to affect his presidential bid. Will it give Democrats a lot of fodder, a lot of political fodder, so, to kind of throw up against the wall and see if it sticks? Yeah, I mean, it will. But, you know, Democrats haven't necessarily shown the ability to turn that fitted backwards and get ready to scrap with somebody. You know what I'm saying? I've yet to see a Democrat really come ready for battle that's just ready to get down and dirty, because, you know, Trump's on Twitter every day bashing every damn body.
Yeah, he's that bully,
right?
He's that dude.
And I have yet to see anybody like, you know what, just say fuck it, we in the mud, let's get in the mud. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think that he will be affected until somebody really, really says, okay, I'm going for broke. And they have to do it on a consistent daily basis like he does. Mm-hmm. Because they think that, you know, Democrats think that they can just say one or two things and it'll be okay. But here's his camp. They're coming out with something every freaking 5 hours, 4 hours. You see what I'm saying? It's like, you remember that scene in Harlem Nights where they were chasing, quick because, and the guy, they was like shooting the machine guns. And then the guy will come up with his little gun. Right.
Stop shooting that little motherfucker.
Right, exactly. So the Democrats are shooting a little motherfucker, and the Republicans are the one that's shooting the Tommy gun.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I mean, there's so much misinformation that they disseminate with such frequency that people are just brainwashed, man. And I can't believe that people are really that stupid, man. But they are.
Yeah, and it's an assertion of power, and people who have the mindset of I'm following a group or a leader or the guy who leads my group is a powerful guy who doesn't give a fuck. So I'm standing on code, and power recognizes power, be it right or wrong. See, that's the whole thing of it's not, they don't care about being fair. Playing fair, being right or wrong. It's about being in a power position.
Right.
And so that's where a lot of to your point as well, where Democrats sort of take, you know, that's where they lose a lot of, support, is because they don't know how to galvanize people under a position of power. Like you don't have to like me, right? But you're going to respect me. And that's what Trump is about. That's what a lot of Republicans are. Hey, they might be, the whole world will hate them, right? But this is what I'm going to do, right? I'm not going to consult any of these 26 European countries that I put a ban on flying into the U.S.
Right.
Right. That's why a lot of people mad at them. Oh, by the way, Ireland, UK, you're fine. You know, of course, England is the mother. You guys can fly in, but the other 26 around you, all the way up to Iceland and France and Spain and Germany, the usual footprint of Europe. Yeah, you know what? I called a shot. And that's why I think a lot of that, this sort of does play in, well, it can only help Trump because of the timing of this situation now. Between now and November, everything has just got to go up, from the stock market, everything else. It can only improve at some point. We don't know when, but by him just sort of edging, right? Well, yeah, I'm going to give you $50 billion emergency funds. for the states, but I'm not going to necessarily give you money I'm not going to pass a bill to aid affected people, because I think it's just going to fly over. Like, he'll give you just a little bit, and if he wins that, that's what he's going to stand, that's part of his campaign he's going to stand on in November when he goes up. It looks like he's going to be against Biden.
Right.
So I think he's playing politics. You know, he's going to be in position, I think, to empower, he's going to be empowered to save a lot of the industries, be it gas, be it oil, or whatever that is. You know, stock market. Maybe it's going to be another save to some banks or so in a few months. Who knows? But I think it's prime for him. And if you think about it, every election year is something, some type of spread disease, right? I mean, it's just, you know, we had SARS, we had bird flu, we had Zika, Ebola. All these were like around election years. Even you can go back to like the Great Depression, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was election year, Hoover, and other events. World War One, when that ended, that was the biggest flu pandemic ever in the United States, or across the globe, because the pandemic was when World War One ended.
Mm-hmm.
Look what happened a week after 9/11 in 2001, anthrax. That's when that came out.
Right.
You just got to, you know, it's like, what is it? What is the tie between these big, you know, things that are killing folks? You know, get fear for, I don't want to touch this, I don't want to touch that. You know, what is it about elections? What is it about these events that happen?
Right.
Where now here is disease. You just got to think. I don't have the answer, but we got to be thinking about stuff and maybe why is it? You know what I'm saying?
You know, man, we'll figure some things out when everything starts shaking loose, when people stop getting sick at such a high rate. Because, you know, I want to see who's going to be the first one to try to play this as political capital. You know, who's going to put this out there first. But I think before they do it, they have to look at the whole picture or the various responses that he puts out there. I know his speech the other night was some bullshit. I'm just thinking like, man, this dude is just, I mean, I really don't have any adjectives. I don't have any adjectives for his incompetence. It's crazy. But
yeah, and he's classic Trump. And unfortunately, I was watching TV thinking that it was going to break in, and it didn't. You know how they just stopped programming for the message. I sat right there and it's like, damn, I meant to hear it, but I could get what I can get from the internet about what he was talking about, right. Which wasn't nothing, well, like what you say, wasn't nothing but bullshit, no way. But we'll see, man. I know it. Just in the meantime, you know, keep your immune system going. The best way we know how, drink lots of water. I tell you, one thing I do is a tablespoon of like black seed oil.
Okay.
That's pretty good. It's a good inflammatory stuff. It builds immune system. Elderberry is good. Ginger, bell peppers. It's a host of things. People can Google whatever. But I got some raw ginger in there now. I'll probably make some tea out of it with raw honey. And just sort of cleans you up a little bit.
Okay. Well, like I said, time will tell where we go with this. Like, man, 2020 is a year that I think we need to just, I mean, everybody say, oh yeah, 2019, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Man, 2020 just came in and was like, fuck your couch. You know what I'm saying?
Didn't it? I mean, Kobe, you know.
Man, it's crazy, man.
Kobe and coronavirus.
That's what I'm saying.
Man, like, damn, what next? Shit.
Man, it's crazy, man. So what else we gonna talk about today, man?
Man, I was about the gist of it, brother.
Amen.
I was about the gist of it. Not too much that I want to share. I think it was just something we needed to sort of, you know, put down and put on record. for now, and right. I'm sure this thing will change. Each day, something new is going to come out. Right. So, you know, it'll be evolving.
So, I guess until further notice, we're gonna be doing remote shows. You got to call in from your job got you at the crib working, man.
Not yet as mandatory, but you know I work 2 days out of the week from the crib anyway.
Okay.
So
yeah, my stupid ass job don't have a work at home policy, man. It's these motherfuckers, bro.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
They cancel everything else, but they say bring your ass. You better be in here at 8 o'clock.
Right. It's crazy, man. But in addition to Apple Podcasts, the podcast is now available on Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and CastBox, with more outlets to come in the future. You can also connect with us on our social media platforms on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at ICBW Podcast. That's at ICBW Podcast. Be sure to like, comment, follow, subscribe, and all that. You can also check us out on our website at ICBWPodcast.com. So, Reg, we about this piece, man.
All right, brother. Be good. Be safe and behave, man.
All right. We out.
I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. And you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. And you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you. Expression Reds, their curators are cool. The culture and consciousness brought directly to you. Tune in every week for the newest of new. And occasional politics as it pertains to you. Divergent point of views make for a whole picture. And we suggest you get your money up and take the shit with you. Ain't no fountain to you, but it's a secret elixir to ensure the black man as a permanent fixture. Standing here in America behind enemy lines, where more often than not my skin's considered a crime. Cops kill us daily and will never do time, while a crooked ass judge decides to fate for mine. One day at a time is what my mama would say. And since mama said living ain't no time to play, and since I got a little game, I'ma give it away. But let's start the show before I get carried away. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. And you should probably hurry, it gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. And you should hurry up, it might get crowded. Bring a friend with you.
You just tuned in to I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It, hosted by Fresh and Reg. Holla back next week.